Welcome to the Expositor Podcast with Dr. Stephen J. Lawson. Dr. Lawson is the founder and president of One Passion Ministries. The Expositor Podcast is focused on taking your preaching to the next level. Now, here's Dr. Lawson.
Thank you for tuning in to Expositor Podcast. I'm Steve Lawson, and in this session, we want to talk about how to pray for your study. How to pray for your sermon preparation. And there are certain aspects that I want to bring to your attention because our entire preaching ministry must be immersed in prayer. Acts 6, verse 4, Peter said to the early church that we must give ourselves to the ministry of prayer and to the word of God. And so these two really work in tandem together, prayer and the Word of God. Prayer is our talking to God. God's Word is Him talking to us. And so there has to be this two-way conversation going on as we come to our sermon preparation. So I want to lay out some basic headings to give you some tracks to run on as you would consider your prayer ministry as you approach the Word of God. And the first is the word adoration, that as you come to sit down at your desk and begin to prepare your message, there needs to be a heart full of praise and adoration for God, for who He is and for what He is doing in your life, and praise that He has called you to preach His word and for how God has opened this door of opportunity for you to be able to pastor this church and shepherd the flock and to preach the word or to teach this class. It begins with praise for God. Everything should begin with God. And then second, submission, that having praised the Lord, that we reaffirm the surrender of our lives to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, and that we recognize that our lives are under the authority of the Bible. As we open the Bible and begin to study it, there needs to be this rehearsal in our mind that I am in subjection to the teaching of Scripture, and that you will follow the teaching of Scripture wherever it leads you or takes you, and that you're not above the Bible, you're actually under the Bible. It is the ruling authority in your sermon. And then third would be the word confession, that this would be a time in which you would humble yourself and confess your sin to God. We need to be a pure instrument, a pure vessel in the hand of the Lord. Our heart needs to be clean. Our eyes need to be clear as we look at a passage of Scripture. And this requires that we be acknowledging our sin to God as we would come to a text of Scripture. And then fourth, illumination. We need to pray that God will open our eyes that we may behold the truth of this text of Scripture. Psalm 119, verse 18 says, "Open my eyes that I may behold wondrous truths in your word." We need the ministry of the Holy Spirit to enlighten and to illumine our understanding of a passage of Scripture. It requires more than just our academic training, but there must be the active, present ministry of the Spirit of God shining light upon the passage that we are studying, and that we be taught by God, as John 6, verse 45 says. And then, fifth, there needs to be concentration, a prayer for concentration, that God would enable us to narrow our focus upon this passage, to be able to block out distractions or other matters that would be competing for our focus, that we would have myopic vision, tunnel vision upon this passage. And then sixth, acceleration, that we would pray that God would accelerate the mind that He has given to us, that we could come to the knowledge of the truth of this passage in a way in which we are not sluggish, where we're not in a low gear, where we're not slow to understand the text. Admittedly, some passages will require more time, but we need to ask God to increase the process of getting into this passage of Scripture, that we'd be good stewards of our time. And then 7, the word precision, that God would enable us to be precise in rightly dividing the word of truth, 2 Timothy 2:15, that we would be able to come to grips with what is the authorial intent of this passage of Scripture, and that we would be very precise in our understanding of it. And then 8 would be the word application. How this passage relates to our listeners. Because we want more than just the right understanding or the right interpretation of this text, but we need to pray, how will God use this in the lives of those to whom I am speaking? And that will come as a result of the Holy Spirit giving us a grasp of the practical relevance of the passage as we look at what it teaches. So these are some things that we need to be in prayer about. And this needs to be on the front end, that we would begin seeking God's help before we even begin the process, that this journey begins with the first step. And that first step is really a self-humbling and a petitioning of God that he would be a part of this entire preparation process. So I trust that you will look to the Lord as you begin to prepare your sermons. Just a short amount of time spent with God can far advance you in your sermon preparation as the whole process unfolds. And you would continue in a spirit of prayer throughout the entire study of the text and the writing of the sermon. Well, God bless you. Thank you for joining us here with Expositor Podcast.